This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. An update now on the response to that federal audit of the Atlanta Veterans Administration Medical Center near Decatur. That audit found three patient deaths over the last 2 years were linked to mismanagement in the mental health programs, both in-house and contracted out. Some of those problems, delayed referrals and losing track of patients. Georgia Senator Johnny Isakson, a Republican, recently expressed his frustration that he had not heard back yet on his request for more information from Veterans Affairs Secretary General Eric Shinseki. Senator Isakson joins us now. Senator, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be with you, Dennis.
You wrote a letter to General Shinseki about 3 weeks ago. Have you heard back now?
Got a reply back yesterday afternoon to one of the letters. It was a good reply, reiterating what he has said verbally about the goal of eliminating problems at the VA by 2015 and by improving technology and things of that nature. But it was all about the delay in terms of approving applications for eligibility for veterans. It was not that, this was not the letter about the suicide problem or the Atlanta VA.
Have you had any further contact with the new Atlanta VA director, Leslie Wiggins?
We have. We are scheduling a field hearing in Atlanta for the 1st of August when we're out for the August break. I am working with private providers of mental health services, best practices people from mental health facilities. I want to have a comprehensive meeting with the VA and with professionals in the healthcare and the mental health industry to make sure we get better practices at the VA to try and keep these suicides from taking place. And it is a matter of best practices. You know, you mentioned there were three suicides. There are 22 suicides a day in the United States of veterans. That's almost 8,000 veterans a year that are taking their own life. That is an unacceptable level, and it's veterans from all eras. In fact, the three veterans that were referred to in the IG's case in terms of the Atlanta VA were all veterans of the Vietnam era, and two of them were non-combat veterans of the Vietnam era. So it's not just the Iraqi freedom and Afghanistan war, but it's also all veterans that we have to be concerned about. And our mental health facilities at our VA hospitals are the first line of defense to recognize people with a problem and get them to the right coverage and the right care as quickly as possible.
Are you happy with what you've heard from Director Wiggins?
You know, results are what I look for the most. I appreciate promises and commitments, and I think that the interim director is doing a good job of trying to develop a best practices system to follow through with the veterans who are determined to be at risk, to follow through on those who have made appointments made for them with private contractors that provide services to the VA. But I want to see that we don't have any more incidents like what's happening at the Atlanta VA that caused and prompted this particular story. Also, I do commend one of the problems we had at the Atlanta VA on Claremont was that contraband was getting into the hospital in the form of drugs or other types of things like that. One of the suicides involved an overdose, and they have done a great job on their policy in terms of trying to protect the patients in the hospital from receiving contraband from outside. So that's one positive step that we've seen take place.
Another thing that's happened is that the VA indicator has reprimanded two employees, and there are recommended reprimands for a couple more. Is that, number one, enough, or is it at least a good first step in your mind?
Enough comes when the results are better, and that's why I want to go back on this whole interview, Dennis. I want you to understand that promises are great, policy changes are great, but the proof is in the pudding and the results, and we're going to closely monitor the outcomes of VA patients that come to the Atlanta VA, particularly those to the mental health services section, to see to it that we don't have a reoccurrence of what happened with these suicides.
The chairman of the House Veteran Affairs Committee, Republican Jeff Miller of Florida, said that the reprimands simply weren't enough. Are you ready to go that far, though?
Well, again, I'm going to judge the reprimands. You know, when three people take their life and they're under the care of your veterans hospital, that is unacceptable. And the reprimands and the removal of people to other responsibilities may have been appropriate, but as we complete our findings, which we're not through yet, if we find out there's direct cause or further impact from those people, then removal might be the appropriate thing rather than relocation.
You said it might be the appropriate thing. Are you saying definitely you think there should be firings? Do you want to wait on what is found in the investigations? Or where are you on just saying heads should roll?
Well, you know, it's always gives you a great satisfaction to say we ought to let heads roll, but let's find out what all the facts were and what contributions might have been made by those people to the unfortunate deaths of the three veterans. The investigation is ongoing, and we're going to hopefully have all the information when we have the hearing in early August at the Atlanta VA.
Now, it's pretty clear that whatever the results of that hearing and whatever the recommendations that are implemented from the Inspector General's report, this is going to take money. Is Congress, given the budget mood of Congress right now, disposed to spending the kind of money that it would take to fix these problems, not only at the Atlanta VA, but at some of the others across the country? Pittsburgh has had problems, too.
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because one thing I'm very proud, Congress has not been very exemplary in some of the things it's done the last few years, but we made the commitment 2 years ago with the end of the Iraq War and the beginning of the winding down in the Afghan War, knowing the fact that we've got tens of thousands of veterans coming back to the United States, many of them with soft tissue problems or TBI or PTSD, that we needed to be able to deliver on our commitment. So the VA budget has actually increased during the last 2 years by about 10%, whereas everything else that we've done in government has been cut because of sequestration. You cannot fall back and on your promises to your veterans who volunteered and risked their lives to protect this country. I'm not going to allow that to happen as a member of the Veterans Committee. And we'll continue to appropriate the resources necessary to get the job done. But I want to these problems were not a problem of a lack of resources. When Chairman Miller was in the VA, we had the hearing at the VA about 2 months ago. Resources didn't come up. Yes, we may need some new ombudsmen. Yes, we need some people that may be custodial people. Yes, we need some people that follow up and track our patients as they leave the hospital before they go to the appointment with the private contractor. That may take some more personnel, but it also could take some reassignment of personnel. This is not an issue of resources. This is an issue of prioritizing process, using best practices, and seeing to it we eradicate the errors that have taken place that allowed three people under the VA's care to take their life.
Won't it also, though, take some capital? In other words, one of the Inspector General's recommendation was the installment of working life support equipment. If you do that across the system, that would probably, just that one item, account for quite a bit of money.
Well, it may take that, and we're going to follow the IG's recommendations closely. Like I said, the only budget unit of the United States government that has increased in the last 2 years is the Veterans Administration, and it's because of the commitment we have to the health and well-being of those veterans returning from war and those who have fought in past wars. If it takes resources, I'm sure they'll be committed.
Some of the veterans I've talked to actually have said they have problems getting treatment, or there are delays for them in getting treatment in-house, and they would like to be able to go outside and be covered for that because they could get treated quicker. Is that something that could even be done?
That's something we're looking at right now, and that is on point, the problem with mental health. If you have someone who is at risk for their own life or is determined by a mental health professional that they are at risk for their own life, you must be able to monitor and keep in contact with those individuals and follow those individuals and expedite their care and their interviews and their appointments with the private contractors. That's one of the faults I think that the investigation will find in terms of the Atlanta VA and probably Pittsburgh and probably a lot of others. So timeliness is everything. And one of my biggest concerns with General Shishetsky and the VA administration is that it is taking anywhere from 300 to 600 days to get a disability approval approved. A process is taking way too long, and if you take a year or more to approve an eligibility for somebody with a disability or with a disability claim, what can happen to that individual during that year because of their disability could be horrible. So it's absolutely essential that the assessment and evaluation process at the VA nationwide be accelerated and these year to year and a half long waits be cut deeply.
Have you given General Shinseki any further, I don't know if you want to call them deadlines, but at least requests for response by a particular period of time before you have the hearings here in Atlanta in August?
We have, and I'm certain that we will hear from the Secretary long before that hearing in August. Secretary is out of the country right now. We'll be back at the end of next week, and I plan to meet with him when we return to Washington after the 4th of July.
Aren't some of these problems not just the result of, let's say, a moment's oversight, but really years in the making at the VA, and that this is the kind of culture, if you will, that is going to take a whole lot of time and perhaps money, as we mentioned, to turn around.
Well, now, I'm glad you asked that question, and I have been very critical of the VA and will continue to be a critic until we get these problems resolved. But I also think you should understand that in case of some of these suicides, the individuals who committed suicide had difficulties, were having drug problems over a sustained period of time in their private life outside of the care of the Veterans Administration. So please understand, you're talking about people that had difficult problems with addiction in some cases, not each case, and different other problems that contributed to the instability that they had that caused them to commit suicide. Those types of things need to be recognized by the VA officials and by the doctors and the physicians and the mental health providers, that they ought to be recognized and dealt with. But we ought to also understand that the VA is dealing with some people with some very difficult addictions, very difficult problems, and they should not be. That's not an excuse, but it's a fact.
Republican Georgia Senator Johnny Isakson. Senator, thanks so much for giving us this time, and a happy 4th to you.
Same to you, Dennis. Thank you very much.